Having heard the click of the lock, Cassie realized that she now had no choice but to reveal her involuntary and hitherto unsuspected presence. She just prayed that Mr. Audley would find the situation as awkward and embarrassing as she did, and therefore not ask too many questions. Struggling to her feet, she attempted to shake out her skirts, and was just opening her mouth on an apology, when Sebastian swung round to trap her in a furious gaze. "Christ," he said, "not another one."
"No, I'm sorry, I didn't think anyone else would..."
"How many more of you are there?"
"More what?"
"Don't be obtuse, it's not what, it's who, more of you." Cassie lost some of her inclination to be conciliatory.
"That's a big and quite mistaken assumption," she began.
Then, when he stormed over to the windows and started dragging back the curtains,
"What are you doing?"
"What does it look like? I'm checking there aren't any other overexcited schoolgirls lying in wait." The injustice of this took her breath away.
"I am not a schoolgirl, excited or otherwise. Neither, since I can't read minds, was I lying in wait."
"No, how else would you explain it?"
"I don't have to explain anything to you. You're being ridiculous."
"I'm being ridiculous." Having reached the last window, Sebastian spun to face her. "Weren't you listening just now?"
"I could hardly help it, could I?"
"So you'll admit that I have some excuse for finding somewhere to hide." He regarded her over sardonically folded arms. "Do you?" She blinked.
"Do I what?"
"Have a good excuse for lurking behind a chair, eavesdropping." If he'd been within reach, Cassie thought she might actually have hit him.
"I wasn't eavesdropping, I..."
"What else would you call it?"
"I came in here for a few moments of privacy. I didn't..."
"Privacy? If you wanted that, why come to a ball?"
"Will you please stop interrupting?"
she snapped coldly.
"I needed a few moments to myself. I did not, of course, expect to be joined by you and your entourage of female admirers. As for why I was hiding behind the chair, if you will stop and think for a moment, you might be able to work out why I didn't want to be seen."
"You didn't want to be seen, but you'd risk being caught sitting on the floor?" he asked mockingly. "Really?"
"I thought,"
said Cassie, with the strained patience of one addressing an imbecile,
"that you would go. I did not expect Cecily Garfield and her friends to follow you, and I did not expect you to lock the door. I did not want to be found here by anyone at all, because lurking in empty rooms at a ball leaves one open to misinterpretation. Is that plain enough for you, or are you determined to continue enjoying your tantrum?"
Sebastian's spurt of temper began to lose ground to his sense of humour. "I suppose," he conceded slowly, "that you may have a point."
"You suppose?"
"Well, be fair. After being pursued here by a quartet of peahens, not to mention the avalanche of feathers and fans I was subjected to in the ballroom, I merely made a natural assumption. However, I'm willing to admit that I may have been mistaken about you.